Hey, school success makers. Welcome to another edition of the School Success Podcast. I'm your host, Mitchell Slater, and today we're going to do something new that we've actually never done before. We're going to try it out and see how it goes. We kind of finished our mini series while we were going through things that you guys can do to help with enrollment, since we're obviously right in the middle of enrollment season. But then we've had some just great episodes in the past, and we've had over 100 episodes for the School Success Podcast, which is just awesome. So many great people, great interviews, and just great things that I've learned, and I know you guys have learned as well. So we're going to try something. We're going to do some episodes with just highlights of the different things we've learned from the different guests we've had on, and we're going to kind of piece a few of them together for each week, so you guys can kind of get a recap of some of the biggest takeaways, the biggest moments that we've had on the podcast. So that's what we're going to do. So a little different, but I hope you guys enjoy and get some little nuggets from the episodes that you can, again, as always, take back to your school to make it better than it is right now. So please enjoy this week's highlights and episodes from past episodes on the School Success Podcast. Enjoy.
It's not hard, but we have to trust the kids that they will actually come through with something. And on Friday, they might come to the group with nothing. They might come with nothing. You know, they might have nothing. You say, you have nothing. You say, well, actually, you know, yes, that's right. And say, what happened? Well, we were arguing. Me and the group were arguing so much about who was in charge. And so you unpack that. And they learn that the next time, they're not going to work with that person, or they're going to sort out their debate in a different way. Just like me and you, you know, if we hadn't organized our tech today, this podcast would have been a failure, you know, and we would have gone, oh, well, we better sort it out next time, because actually we haven't got all the time in the world. So, you know, you learn from your mistakes. It's better to let the children learn earlier rather than later.
Hey, school success makers, just a really quick break from the episode to highlight our amazing sponsors over at America's Christian Credit Union. They are celebrating 65 years of service this year, and they provide essential school banking services and a tuition financing program for schools looking to reduce their risk and administrative burden. And you guys can find out all about them on their website, americaschristiancu.com/schools. That's americaschristiancu.com/schools. They are amazing over there, and I always like to say, if you're a school that collects tuition and you have a hard time collecting all of tuition at the end of the year, maybe it comes around May, June, you're like, man, we only got collected 95 or 98% of what tuition was owed to our school. One of the things you can do is have your parents get a tuition financing loan through the credit union, and then they pay the credit union directly, and you get your funds up front at the beginning of the year as the school. So you don't have to chase people throughout the year, and you can focus on what you do best, and that is loving and educating your students. And it doesn't cost your school anything to do it. So check them out online, americaschristiancu.com/schools. All right, back to the show.
How do people fulfill these fundamental needs in different parts of the world? Well, in Ethiopia, they're going to fulfill them differently than in Florida, than in Alaska, than in Russia. And we start our cultural exploration from that point of view. In other words, your climate, your weather, your circumstances determines how you fulfill your fundamental needs. What does this do for children 0 to 12? It lets them know we're all in it together. We're all the same. We're all trying to live our lives and be great people and take care of our families. And the only difference are the circumstances that we're in. That is a lot different than teaching divisiveness from 0 to 12. I understand that there are hard conversations we have to have, but what I would suggest is that we have these hard conversations in middle school and high school. We don't give them the bad from 0 to 12, because if you're giving them the bad from 0 to 12, where do they have to go? Mm-hmm. Where's their faith in humanity? Where is their view of what human beings can do and what we can achieve? And we even start at the place of language and math. Who invented language and math? There was no language in math before human beings. How phenomenal that we all agreed that one is a one and two is a two, and that we were all going to speak and communicate in a way that would allow our species to thrive. Those are the important things that we want to be giving our children.
Here's a curriculum. You rewrite it. You make it what you want it to be, and you inspire those kids to be the leaders of tomorrow to save this planet. And that's the shift that needs to happen. It's a very important shift. And I don't think that that, you know, that big eye in the sky peering down on schools and checking, have you ticked the books, have you got the grades, have you put the gold stars, is there feedback on every page, needs to happen. I think it's about, you know, Montessori said, you know, you can judge the quality of education by the smiles on the children's faces. And, you know, I think we should go back to that. That's that. It sounds all whimsical and hairy fairy, but the reality is that I think we need to go back to that, because it's so micromanaged that the inspiration is lost, and you've got the mass resignation in education. Teachers are leaving because what was advertised to them in university is not the truth when they get into the classroom. It actually becomes a bureaucratic nightmare of filling in forms, doing checklists, when really you want to be teaching, you want to be inspiring.
When you have something great like what we're doing, and you go out into the community, you're going to have parents, grown-ups saying, well, I don't know. You know, are they going to learn how to read? Are they going to learn how to do math? I don't know. You know, I went to public school and I turned out okay. And I always laugh when people say that. Are we okay? I mean, I don't think we're okay. I don't think we as a collective society have turned out okay. I think we could be a lot nicer. You know, we could be a lot smarter about solving problems. But my point is, we want to give parents the ammunition, so to speak, the academic ammunition to say, no, this is the root of it. This is why we learn math when children are in first grade using tactile materials, because math is an abstract concept. There is no three, right? There's three of something, but there is no three. So when children are learning, you want to make sure that they have that tactile experience before they go on into the abstract. Okay, so when we say that to a parent, they go, oh my gosh, I can pass that along. And that parents are your best asset, you know? But we don't, in general, in our society, we don't have that connectivity, and we're changing that at the schoolhouse for sure.
Hey, school success makers, just a really quick break to highlight one of our amazing sponsors, and that is ClassReach. Now, ClassReach supports schools of all sizes from application to graduation. Take charge of your school with ease, power, and mobility using ClassReach, the school management software administrators and teachers love using. You can get your free demo at classreach.com. That's classreach.com. They are amazing people, and they provide this amazing SIS software for you to keep track of your students' grades, communicating with families that are enrolled, and a whole bunch more. So again, check it all out on their website, classreach.com. They are awesome. All right, now back to the show.
And this is our children's future we're playing with. They're sitting in our classrooms. What we need to actually do to save the world is to give them the keys to this, to give them the skills, not the facts. It's not about giving them the facts. Who cares about facts? I can ask Siri to give me the facts in a heartbeat if I want. Facts are dead. Children should not be coming to school, and we should be treating them like empty vessels that need to be filled up. That's just not a fact. We need to be giving them the skills to make the world a better place in the future, to call out inequality, injustice, all these things that we want them to be to save the planet. We need to empower them now. And the only way to empower them is to trust them and let them go with it in the classroom. So not to have them sitting in rows, listening with fingers on lips, sitting on the hand, put your hand up if you need to go to the toilet. It's dead. It's to say, I trust you. This is your classroom. This is my classroom. We're going to work together. And I want you to be the adult that you want to be, whom you don't know yet. You don't know who that is, but you're going to grow into that in this room with me. And I'm going to let you grow as you wish. That's the way that it needs to go. And that's the future of education in my eyes.
Well, here are my feelings on this. 0 to 12 is really that's the core. That's the core. These are sensitive periods and character development times in a child's life that are fundamental in order to build the foundation of a happy, healthy, productive human being. That's what we need to nail. And I do not see, I mean, I've checked out over 60 elementary schools just in the last 60 days, 80 days, somewhere around there. And I can't believe what elementary schools are still doing. They are not at all aligned to what's happening in a child's life. We know from 3 to 6, it's all about language. It's all about movement, right? It's all about order. So how can you have a dirty classroom with posters that are way up on the ceiling, covered in bulletin boards with primary colors, with plastic for them to handle? I mean, it's the most sensorial that a human being will ever be. So we need to create classrooms that are aligned with that from 6 to 12, which includes 9. This is the time for imagination. This is the time for the reasoning mind and abstract concepts, and everything you present to them should be in the form of stories.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that recap of some of the past episodes we've had on the podcast. And as always, I'm just hoping that you guys can take at least one thing away from any of these episodes that you can take back to your school to make your school better than it is right now. There are so many great things inside of these podcast episodes that we're hoping you guys can take back and use. So if you need to, go back and scan through some of the episodes. You can read through them and see some of the different people we've interviewed, the topics that we've talked about, and maybe you can grab something from there that maybe you're currently in the middle of, or you're going through, or you just wanted some extra help or guidance on. Great way to kind of scan back through and look at the podcast. But hoping you guys kind of enjoy these kind of quick recap episodes. And as always, I've mentioned it before, we have three great free resources for you guys to check out. The first one, of course, is what you're listening to right now. It is the podcast. It's free, weekly episodes coming out that we want you guys to make sure you're chiming into and listening to and soaking in. The second one, we have a great Facebook community that we want you guys to make sure you're a part of, completely free. And it's called School Success Makers. So if you're on Facebook, go join in there. I'm personally in there. Love to see you in there as well. Or you can ask questions, connect with some different school leaders that are in there from all over the world. And then the last and third one of all of that is our School Success Report, which you can sign up for on our website currently, schoolsuccessmakers.com. In the top right-hand corner, you can click the button School Success Report. And it is a weekly email that will go out, just kind of going over different articles that our team has written, highlighting some teachers, giving some articles and ideas that we have come across that we want to make sure you guys are seeing as well. So make sure you're getting that every week. Some great content that the team has prepared so we can put it out there for you guys to check out. And as always, if you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, or ideas, we want to hear from those and we want to hear from you with those. So please contact us through our website, schoolsuccessmakers.com, and let us know those so we can better serve you guys. And we love you. We appreciate you. And we'll be back here next week with another awesome episode as usual on the School Success Podcast. We'll see you then.